I'm Celeste Headley. This is On Second Thought. As Hispanic populations grow in the South, already problematic color lines are shifting. It's particularly evident in South Georgia. GPB's Sean Powers reports on a violent and tragic incident that slowed progress in bringing people of color closer.
The gospel tells us that Christ gave his life for us and has entrusted us with his mission.
Father Alfonso Gutierrez presides over a packed house on a Sunday morning in Moultrie, Georgia. He's preaching in English, but in a couple of hours, he'll deliver his sermon in Spanish. His congregation is largely Hispanic, but Vietnamese, white, Indian, and some African-American congregants also attend. Gutierrez believes it's part of his mission to bring people of many backgrounds together. But that mission was sorely tested the night of September 30th, 2005.
This is a very horrible day. Somebody called me that they find some two people was killed in the movie home. And then I went there and found that another in another parking lot of the trailers is another two was, that was killed too.
Police identified the victims as six Mexican immigrants killed during a robbery at a trailer park in Tifton, an agricultural community some 180 miles south of Atlanta. Gutierrez was a pastor in Tifton at the time. The victims were attacked with bats and guns.
Two of them was a father and son. The father tried to protect his son, and he embraced him to try to receive all the hits and protect her son, but both was killed.
Two African-American men were arrested. Both drew life sentences. Charges included multiple counts, murder, aggravated assault, and armed robbery. One of them was Jamie Underwood. According to media accounts of his sentencing hearing, Tifton resident Brenda Perez recalled waiting several minutes for the men who shot her husband and raped her to leave. Neither man sent to prison was convicted of rape. After her attackers left, Perez sent her son, who was seven, to a neighbor's house to call 911. The attacker stole the family's three cell phones. Perez's husband survived the attack. They declined an interview, but that night's events still linger in the memories of Tiftonites.
There was a tension in the community as a whole, not only in that area. There had been many ordinances and local laws that had been enforced that created, you know, an environment of fear for the Latino families.
Belisa Urbina is with the Georgia-based group Se Familia. It provides counseling and other services to Hispanic families. She's worked in Tifton. She says, leading up to the attack,
tensions grew and grew until we saw, you know, several incidents of violence. One, probably the worst one, being that one in Tifton.
According to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the 3 months leading up to the attack saw some 20 home invasions of Hispanics in Tift and nearby counties. Investigators believed an armed robbery gang attacked the immigrant workers. For Father Gutierrez, the reason for the attack was simple.
Basically, the motivation was money. The Hispanics, the undocumented people, not had the opportunity to open accounts in the banks, so they have all the saving at their houses.
But one trailer park occupant said it was something else, more than just economic. A few nights before the murders, Teresa Rodriguez and his wife and three children were beaten. In a 2006 Associated Press interview, Rodriguez wondered if they were the victims of a hate crime. He told the AP, quote, "Sometimes I think it was some kind of racism. If it were only stealing, there'd be no need to hit us so much," end quote.
Our community was mad.
Adelina Nichols is with the Georgia Latino Alliance for Human Rights. Nichols, who is Hispanic, is still close to some of the victims and their families.
Many people were looking for how I am going to protect myself. Oh, I need to find a gun or to buy a gun. Many undocumented, unable to get guns, for example, unless you go into the black market. But that wasn't the general sense.
Belisa Urbina notes that Tifton City Hall flew the Mexican flag as a memorial to the victims.
I think it was an affirmation of, you know, we're still alive, we're still here, you know, we're not going to go away. And I think that is the resiliency of the Latino community. Many of our Latinos come from countries that have been through civil war. So even though you see this very, you know, ugly acts, you know, they're going to stay here and they're going to protect their turf.
Despite that resiliency, those attacks more than a decade ago left the Hispanic community in fear. Adelina Nichols remembers going to the trailer park shortly after to comfort the victims and their families. She was also there to help prevent retaliation against African Americans.
We thought that the need to understand the poverty level where the African American communities were living in rural Georgia, that there are poor communities looking to survive, and guns were not an answer to poverty.
Census data shows that over a 15-year period starting in 2000, the Hispanic and Latino populations in Tift County grew nearly 1,500. Still, Hispanics trail whites and African Americans in falling below the poverty line.
It's not uncommon for the oppressed to become the oppressor.
Harvey Williams Jr. is the pastor at Union Holiness House of Deliverance in Willacoochee, Georgia, about 30 minutes from Tifton. In his community, Williams says he hears about African Americans harboring animosity towards Latinos.
I've talked with some blacks that just seem to think that just because Hispanics are not African American or black, that they are automatically going to be treated better than African Americans. I want them to be treated the same as any other human being.
The year after the Tifton attacks, Williams joined his counterpart at the local Hispanic church, the Reverend Atanasio Gaona, or Pastor Tony, as he called him.
All things have passed away.
Las cosas viejas pasaron.
And look,
de aquí,
new things have come.
Todas son hechas nuevas.
That's Pastor Williams, preaching in Mexico City in 2009, as Pastor Tony translates.
To himself through Christ.
Quien nos reconcilió consigo mismo por Cristo.
And gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
Y nos dio el ministerio de la reconciliación.
Pastor Tony died a year ago, and Pastor Williams installed a new pastor to lead his friend's church. Williams is also working to start a Hispanic cemetery. He says it's needed in a town that already has cemeteries that are predominantly black and white. But he says there's still a long way to go.
I'm not very optimistic, to be honest with you. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm not very optimistic when it comes to African-American-Hispanic relations improving, because we don't understand their culture. And I don't know if we're going to take time to learn their culture and respect them once we learn it.
But Belisa Urbina of the Georgia-based group Ser Familia thinks another violent incident like the one in Tifton is possible.
I am very afraid that that might happen again, because right now, you know, the fear that Latinos are feeling might put them in a very vulnerable position.
But she says such an incident can be prevented.
All of us that work with the community, and also all of those that are outside of the community, have learned that we have to learn how to appreciate each other, that we need to make some steps to make sure that doesn't happen again.
A pledge that could carry far beyond Tifton, Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.
You can see pictures of Sean's trip to Tifton at our website, gpbnews.org.